Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 6A, as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by Derek Holland, lefty of the Giants. How you doing? I haven't talked to you since spring training.
I'm doing good. You know, I feel like everything's starting to come together. We're definitely getting where we need to be with the pitching. I mean, we've kept us alive and kept us close in the race. I mean, that's what matters most is, you know, getting those wins, getting the team to be able to get the wins that we've gotten, you know, with how we've been pitching and keeping us in the game. That's what really comes down to. And, you know, despite like last night, you know, I only went four innings, but at the same time, I mean, I kept us in this game and look what happened. You know, we got the win. So
they were a good four innings.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a good four innings. I mean, that's part of the game, you know. Being in the National League, that's what's different from, you know, where I came from is, you know, if you go out there and do your job for as long as you're allowed to, you know, things are going to happen. Whether you're going to get the win or not, it doesn't matter. The main thing is that the team gets the win. We got to keep that focus. And, you know, if we go out there and continue to keep trying to do what we're supposed to do and execute our pitches, the offense is going to do what they did last night.
All right, Derek Holland with us. How are your uncles doing? Now, we talked to, you know, your uncle's huge Giant fans. How are they doing?
They're doing very good. They've told me I better step my my stuff up, I should say. But they're very supportive. They're loving what we're doing. They love that we're right in this race, and you know they're very proud of what the Giants are doing. We just got to continue to keep doing that, though.
Well, you know, you're a good story. As I said, you know, you and I talked at the beginning of spring training, and you had a good spring training, and then all of a sudden things happened, and you got a shot. How are you different than maybe last year with the White with the White Sox? You had a good first half, and things were not as good. How are things different for you?
Well, I mean, yeah, the way I started with the White Sox was really good as well. I feel like I've actually done a lot better than what my numbers may say. I mean, obviously the big thing sticks out is probably the ERA. You know, that's what people talk about is giving up some runs. And, you know, sometimes that's going to happen. But the main thing is I feel like I've executed better pitches. I feel like my velocity has been a lot better. My off-speed pitches have been a lot better. And it just feels like everything's starting to come together. It's just a matter of now keeping it consistent.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you're right. When you look at the quality start or, you know, getting the team into the sixth inning, it's so important. Important in baseball today, and you have the ability to do that, and you have done that even as the younger guys were struggling a little bit. You were the one guy who every time you got the ball you gave a better game.
Well, I mean, I don't really look at it that way. You know, the main thing is I want to try to be a good role model to these guys and show them, you know, the work that I'm doing off the field, you know, in the weight room and preparing myself. You know, I'm always out here prepared every single time I step foot on that mound. That's the biggest key is the preparation. You know, what we do to prepare to be ready to go when we're on the field. If we don't take that time, it's going to catch up to us. This game will humble us real quick, and I think that's what's been a blessing for me is I've been very prepared. I've been working very well with both catchers. I mean, I feel like I've got a good relationship with them and able to throw whatever they call whenever they want it. So that's a big thing, too, and these young guys are seeing that, and they're continuing to keep plugging away and not get caught up in certain things. If a home run happens or whatever, they don't let that sit and dwell and become a snowball. They get rid of it once it's done, and they focus on that next pitch.
Yeah, very good. Good advice. Very good. Derek Holland with us. Now, you know, I kid around a little bit, but, you know, I watched Curt Young pitch, a pitching coach, and he pitched in the World Series in 1989 for the A's, and I remember changeup after changeup, and I'm telling you, it's starting to remind me a little bit of Curt Young.
Yeah, we've had some discussions of using the changeup a lot more. I've always had a fairly good changeup. It's just a matter of using it. That's been probably my biggest, I guess you could say, struggle was not using the changeup as much. I've definitely used it more now because I'm not the same pitcher I was. You know, when I went to the World Series against the Giants in 10 and 11 as well, it's a different pitcher. I got to actually rely more on some off-speed and use that fastball to make it look even faster than what it is.
So curveball is your better off-speed pitch. That's the one you usually go to.
Yeah, I would say if in doubt, need to throw something, I'm going to throw the curveball. But I feel like I have enough confidence in all of them. You know, the slider, the changeup. Changeup's been, like I said, the bigger pitch as of recently. In the past, I'd say at least four or five outings, I've been using my changeup a lot more, and it's making my fastball look that much better and makes the off-speed play as well, too.
Very good. Boy, Derek Holland, a big part of what's happening here with the Giants. How you hitting?
It could be better. You know, it's a big transition. You're coming from the American League. You haven't swung a bat in, I don't know, at least 10 years. So, I mean, it's definitely a big change. But the main thing is I feel good about where I'm at. They continue to keep working on me and getting my bunts down. That's the most important thing. And, you know, a bunt is going to keep me in the game longer. You know, I'll worry about the hits like last night. Like I said, hats off. Bosch made a great move. I mean, I would have done the same thing if we were in that situation. We got to get the lead. And, you know, we've got a strong bullpen. We got a strong group of guys. So why not go for it?
You got a hit. Come on, you rip one.
I did. I've got three in my career. But yeah, I mean, it's still a tough thing. It's a little bit different than when you're actually, you know, taking BP. When you're out there in the game, the guys are throwing a little bit harder, so it's a little bit more difficult. But you got to make the most of it, have fun with it anyway.
How do you like being in San Francisco, the city of San Francisco? How are you adjusting?
I love it. I love it out here. I don't live in the city. I live outside of the city, but I've always been a fan of this place every time I've come here. But also, when I would come in town and play against Oakland when I was with Texas, we always stayed in San Francisco. So I've always been a big fan. I'm a huge fan of history, so seeing Alcatraz and many others as well, it's just something that, you know, these are things that I like seeing and being a part of, or I shouldn't say be a part of, but be around it. But the biggest thing that stands out here is this fan base. I mean, to come here and feel welcome like they have made me feel is unbelievable. These fans have been outstanding through the tough times of the first part of this season for me to now, to always having my back and being with me and being supportive. I'm very blessed for that.
Boy, the 162 is something, isn't it? What a grind. My God, what a grind.
Well, that's why it's always been said, it's not always how you start, it's how you finish. And, you know, we've got a lot of guys coming back and helping this ball club. And for us to be where we are right now, I think there's a lot of brightness coming our way.
Well, I want you to go to YouTube, and I want you to type in Kurt Young and take a look.
I'm going to take a gander for sure. I'll see what we got.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we just passed the draft. Tell me about your draft day. What was it like for you?
I was a 25th rounder. I got a phone call. I was actually out on a golf course, and Texas had drafted me, called me, asked me what I was doing. I said, well, I'm actually golfing. Can I ask who this is? They had said who it was. I think at the time it was Jeff Wood, the scout, and said that Texas Rangers were going to draft you. How do you feel? And I was ecstatic. I mean, it's a dream come true. It's what we always work for. And the main thing is, you know, I've been telling one of the kids that just got drafted from my college, actually, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head now, but he was at Wallace State, and I just sent him a message and said, hey, you know, this is the first part. You got accepted, you got drafted. Keep in mind, there's 25 spots on the big league roster. What are you going to do to try to earn that? And that's always been my motto, is to outwork whoever's around me, because I want that spot just as bad as they do. I got to do something that they're not.
Beautiful. Great to have you on. Come on, it's nice to have you on. You're a big part of what's happening, Derek. Thank you.
A lot of great things coming this way, so thank you for having me on.
All right, we didn't even ask them to do the voices, so we're still waiting for that. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.